Again, a welcome to all. It's a great blessing to be with you. We have visitors with us this evening. We're grateful for your presence. I invite you to join in our worship this evening. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Psalm 89 begins, I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. Let's let the words of God's psalm richly dwell within us as we sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. When we all get to heaven, just one glimpse of Him in glory will all the toils of life repay. And indeed, it's the glory of God in Christ and the Holy Spirit that is going to capture us for all eternity. Go be soul. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the vineyards bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of His glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. As we look at the scriptures in the New Testament, there are some that provide principles and guidelines for us as far as our worship is concerned. As we begin on Sunday, we began with the worship begins within in the individual in a living sacrifice that's presented to God on a daily basis. All of worship, all of life may not be worship, but worship is a way of life. And then we bring that to the assembly. We bring our worship with us. We don't come to the worship. We bring it with us to share with our brothers and sisters in Christ and unite our relationship with God that we have personally with one another in collective worship. And as we consider collective worship, the Hebrew writer says when we assemble as individuals, we're to consider one another for edification. So as we look at song worship, let's consider, let's analyze what will stimulate us to love and good deeds in our worship. Paul tells the Corinthian church, among all the distractions and all the problems that they had, he said to let us seek to abound for the edification of the church. The term abound means to boil over. So as we approach our assembly, as churches, as a collective, let's consider, let's analyze, how can we abound unto edification and keep seeking to do that? And that's our goal. Also, the work of the church is edification. And an important part of that is song worship, the teaching and the admonishing of one another is so important. God has given us this blessing, this gift of song praise, of praise worship, to be able to teach us as well as to worship and glorify Him. And then Paul tells the Corinthians church, eliminate distractions as best as you can. Increase edification by doing things in a proper, in a fitting, in an appropriate manner that's orderly. And so that's what we're seeking to do and offering suggestions that will help in that direction. We'll let that be our foundation. Because unprepared, haphazard leading and singing just drains the life out of worship. It drains the life out of the assembly. And we want to abound unto edification, not decrease it. As a reminder of our work together, we're going to be going through a lot of information tonight and tomorrow night. So don't, it may seem like you're trying to take a drink out of a fire hydrant. But don't worry about that. We're going to take it a step at a time. We're going to review. We're not trying to make musicians out of anyone, but we're trying to give just enough that will help us to be better than we were before. Start at your own ability level and just take a step. If what you need to work on is pitching, then take the next step regarding that. And again, this is only a beginning. Only a beginning. We're going to suggest some follow-up that's going to happen afterwards. I understand that you have a singing at the last Sunday of the month. And that will be a good goal to shoot for in meeting together with some of the leaders and reviewing these things. So at that singing, you can really apply what we've been learning. Let's let our attitude be that we will improve and dedicate ourselves to that goal. When we understand the leader's role, we will be able to worship much more effectively than before. So that's our interest tonight. Remember, when we sing together, what's our goal? We want to sing a complete thought with the spirit and the understanding in an orderly manner. And how do we do that? To sing a complete thought, we have to start together, stay together, and stop together. Starting on the first word is possible. We've demonstrated that already. All it takes is following the leaders and helping the leaders to understand how to lead in such a way to be followed. Again, as we look at the song worship leader, as we look at our song worship, as we look at the role, it is not to lead singing. We're not leading music. It's not either to lead songs. We're not trying to fulfill a duty or fill in the time or prepare for the main event or something else that's coming. But we're to lead worship. We must have the right purpose to get the right outcome. What is the source of our worship, of our edification, of our exhortation? There's only one source that can be, and that is the Word that God has supplied us then. If worship comes from the Word, if edification and admonition come from the Word, and we lead worship, then song worship is first, last, and always a ministry of the Word of God. If it's not, it doesn't edify. Take a whole new look at song worship. Make it a ministry of the Word of God. Remember, we're to be filled with the Spirit and let the Word of Christ richly dwell within us. And then we can teach and admonish one another. Well, what are some of the necessary elements of song worship? God said, I've given you this gift. Each one has the ability to sing. Even those that can't produce anything here, make melody in their heart and sing. They sing. Well, he told us to sing. What does that mean? What are the elements of song worship? Well, first of all, we need common words. Because they are the means of making melody in our hearts to the Lord, expressing our thoughts and our emotions, of teaching, admonishing, communicating with one another. They affirm our beliefs and our common faith. They unite us in worship and work. They are the most important. Special attention is needed. We can all grow in this area. Ideas and thoughts are the reasons for our singing. So as leaders, we could select songs that relate to a unifying thought or progression of thought. And an appropriate scripture is often helpful in focusing our thoughts and relating our song worship to the Word. Have a specific reason for what is sung. And not that it's the time to sing the song, or it's my favorite, or we're fulfilling a command. Be specific. Why should the congregation sing this song right now? If you don't have a real specific reason having to do with teaching and admonishing and worshiping, then think about it further. Why are we having to sing this song right now? Why should we? What does it relate to? Give us something to relate to. Then the worship will be so much more edifying. Remember, the goal is to increase understanding and edification. And so it's helpful to identify some words that may be unfamiliar, such as, what does the panoply of God means when we sing, Soldiers of Christ Arise? Or, Beneath the Cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. What does that mean? There's some people that don't know that. It's helpful to run through yourself the words. And also as individuals, a hymnal in the home is very important. Because in reality, we are people of the books. We'll talk more about that. Study the songs and the words to express their meaning. Common words are so important, the most important thing. Let's not neglect them. Well, God said to sing. What else do we need? Common words? We need a common pitch. Songs are based on a specific tone. They're designed, engineered around that. The key tone or do is needed before we can start singing. Why? Remember our goal. Sing a complete thought with the spirit and the understanding in an orderly manner. To sing a complete thought, we must start on the first word. This necessitates following the leader, and it requires the leader knowing how to do so. Let's take a look at an example of what we're dealing with. It's actually choral music. Here's this old song, Stand Up for Jesus. We have sopranos, we have altos, we have tenors, we have basses. We've got four parts that are singing different sounds. And as we talked about, do is the most important. It's that triangle. As you can see, the altos have a diamond. The tenors and basses both have the triangles, do. So if we give do, we know the basses and tenors have got their part. And we can move up to the sol. So the lead or the sopranos or the melodies have their part. And this time, as we move up, the altos will get their me. Now, everybody's got their sound if they know how to sing in parts. If you just follow the song leader, you've got your part. you're ready. You've got your tone. You're ready to start on the first word rather than wait and trying to catch up, figure out what it was. So we can all start on that first word together. So our tradition of singing in parts demands pitching a song before we start. Remember, what's our purpose? Increase edification and eliminate confusion to the best of our abilities. And if there's a way to do that, then that would be good to pursue that way. Common words, common pitch. What else do we need? Well, if we're going to sing together, we've got to have a common beat. We have to feel the common beat to stay together. We must follow a common beat. To start and stop, or to start and stay together, we need to feel that common beat. And we have visual representations of the beats within the songs. And we're going to ask your participation now. If all you can do is tap your finger, you follow me and tap with my beat, okay? That's all you can do. The rest of you, to the most, the best of your ability, we want you all to be involved, young and old, in between, everyone, male, female. We're all going to be working together to feel the beat. So the songs that we have, some of the songs feel this way. One, two, strong, weak. They feel that way all the way through the song. And there's a visual representation of that in Orthodox conducting patterns. And this is reproducible. It's teachable. Everybody around the world knows what this means, that they're involved in music. If they don't, that's easy to follow. It doesn't matter. Okay? So let's do this. Get your arms up here to the best of your ability. Okay, again, if it's only a finger, only a toe, you get that toe moving. Okay? You bounce that finger or bounce that hand any way you can do it. So here we go. So first of all, we're going to go down and then bounce right back up. And we've kind of got a beat playing. Pretend there's a drum there that you're bouncing off of, going like that, okay? And the most important is the down. And the other outside is not very important. It's the down and up that people see. And people see up and down this way, don't they? You can see that. If I go like this, all you're seeing is about that much. But it's up and down, leaders. If you can do that, if your shoulder's not out of whack, it's better than doing this, okay? All right, up and down, everybody can see. Okay, so we're using that action. All right, just follow me. Here we go. It goes like this. Down, up, one, two, one, and two, and one, and two, and one, two, three, four, five, six. Now, that wasn't hard, was it? All right, just keep that in mind. Now, all we're going to do is add an extra beat to what we did. So keep that in mind. And now we're simply going to go down, out a little bit, another little beat on that drum, and bounce back up to the top and start all over again. So there's songs that feel this way. Strong, weak, weak. Strong, weak, weak. The downbeat's always strong. It's going across the bar line on those five lines of spaces, going across the bar line. That's what keeps everybody together. They feel it. Strong, weak, weak. Strong, weak, weak. All right, here we go. Following along. Down, out, up. One, two, three. One and two and three and one and two and three and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Very good. Keep that in mind. All right, now one more. That's all we got. One more. You have to learn one more pattern. That's it. Okay. Some songs feel strong, weak. Sort of a little stronger and then back to a weak. Usually it's one, two, three, four. Now, it can change, but that's normally what we think of. All right. And if we're doing a march, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. All right. Ready? Here we go. We're going to go down, in, out, and up. Down, in, out, up. One, two, three, four. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. Very good. All right, now we're going to run through it real quick without stopping. Okay, here we go. All right. All right, let's give it a try. This time, let's do this. If I go down, up, I want you to echo down, up. Okay, you echo everything I do. So now you're going to belt it out for me. Don't be ashamed of counting with me, all right? So if I go down, up, Okay, the front wins. We need more from the back, all right? Now, I'm going to pick sides sometimes. I do that, see who wins. Let's be a little more confident about that. Ready? Here we go. Down, up. One, two. One and two and. One and a two and a. One, two, three, four, five, six. Down, out, up. One, two, three. One and two and three and. One and a two and a three and a. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Down, in, out, up. One, two, three, four. One and two and three and four and. One and a two and a three and a four and a. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Very good. All right. You got a workout. You didn't expect that, did you? Okay. All right. Nobody's going to go to sleep, I don't think, on this one. All right. Excellent. That's the way you could start training people to lead, just going through that exercise, because you've covered every beat possibility for every song that we have in our hymnal. So that's quite helpful. A common beat, common words, common pitch, common beat necessary. And the assembly then can anticipate that beat. What's the number one enemy of vibrant, enthusiastic singing? Dragging. Amen? This helps prevent dragging. Dragging drains the energy out of worship. We don't feel that we've offered, you know, that was slow. We've been distracted. We don't feel we've offered our best when we could have done better with a little help and just a little bit of following. And that brings us to our next point. All right, we can do that. All right. We all need a common effort. Remember, in song worship is one of the ways God has provided to speak the truth and love to one another. With every joint, every member, every part working together, with that common effort, our song worship will be enthusiastic and dynamic and encouraging. Song worship is an opportunity for us all to speak the truth in love. It is the one means that God has given us to unite our voices at the same time in a unified effort in building up the body in love. Indeed. Song worship leading. It's clear. It's understandable. And we're trying to produce a system and a process by which it is reproducible. We know of leaders who are very dynamic and they lead very well, but what they do is highly personal and individualized. I remember James Coburn attended the Oklahoma Singing School for years. He led very well, but the way he led was very individualistic. He could not reproduce it. He could not train others. This is a method whereby you can train others and get that results. Precise, predictable. We want to be prepared. We want to have energy, but dignity, and a relaxed control. Isn't that what a leader does? Anybody that's good at anything makes it look easy, right? It's just relaxed. It's natural. And that's the goal. The time and effort can produce that. We want to understand the song leader's role as we look at the guide that we've talked about. If you're using books, announce the number, announce the title, because we're going to think about that title as we turn to the song. announce the number again to make sure everyone has got it. Tell us which verses are going to be led, if it's going to be faster or slower, any other additional things that we need to know. And then we're going to practice tonight giving the pitch, starting on do. We're going to go over the possible ways of doing that so you'll feel comfortable with that. And everybody will know what's going on. Think about the tempo, the message that you're going to lead. And then the very important ready position, like we just practiced, that says we're getting ready to start. And then that important wait. Wait to get everybody's attention. So that we can start, remember, start on the first word to sing that complete thought, that unified effort together. The preparatory breath, we breathe together and we sing. We continue conducting, and for the final note, we hold it so we can all stop together. A simple downbeat gives the final cutoff. Is it for me? Number 28. Do. Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? For me so weak and sinful, oh, shall I be so blessed? Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise thee and love thee evermore? Then we talked about the pitches using the syllables that the songs use interchangeably. We demonstrated that last night. The do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. We talked about the song leader scale, the do being the most important, then the mi and the sol are the other notes that are possible for pitching a song. Then we talked about the shaped notes. We have visual shapes to remind us of which pitch we're dealing with. Again, the do, mi, sol, upper do are the most important. In between mi and fa and ti and do are half steps. So we have do, re, re, mi. Those were whole steps because it has half steps in between. Because you could stick another tone right in between. But mi, fa, I can't put anything else in between that. It's a half step. So this ladder of sound has a whole half, whole half. And we have those absolute pitches, C, D, E, F, G. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Okay, those stay the same, but the do's and the re's can start on a D, E, F, G, and A and B, as we'll demonstrate a little later. There's the most important tones. That's the ones we pitch songs with. Here's a keyboard representation of what we're doing. You play all the white keys. There's no altered tones. It's all white keys. C to D is a whole step. D to E is a whole step. But E to F, there's no black key in between, so it's a half step. So it's just naturally there, if you can see it on the piano. The whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step, which we naturally hear and sing. We also have those staff lines. Again, we're not trying to make musicians out of you. If you don't catch all of it, that's okay. A little bit at a time is great. You remember when you were taking your instruments, and you're taking piano or other, the first line was what? Every good boy does fine. There's those absolute pitches. Now, we could put a do on any one of those lines. And we'll show you in our pitching. But if we remember that E, G, B, D, F, it kind of helps us sometime in understanding better our pitching. Then there were the spaces in between. That was the key of C. If do is there, then that's the positions on the lines and spaces of the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And that will change as we move do up and down. Now the spaces, remember, it's spelled what? F, A, all right, C, and E. So any note in the space takes on the name of that space. And those are the absolute pitches. They stay the same. Remember, the do's and the re's can go up and down, and you start anywhere on those absolute pitches. All right, the pitch and directing guide. Now, in the Hymns for Worship, we have given you the shortcut. to that. In the upper left corner, you'll find the pitch and directing guide. The first thing you'll see is the key, or do. The next thing you'll see is the pattern you're going to beat with the arm. This time it's four, so it goes down, in, out, up, like we practiced, okay? And then you'll have the starting syllable of the melody. And in later printings, we put an arrow in there showing which way you go from do to reach that. And if you have your own songbook, which is a good idea, especially for leaders, you can start putting in the arrows, drawing them in, so you'll know which way to go. Here's an example. When we all get to heaven, there's that pitch and directing guide. Do, the key of C, that's what I'm going to find on my pitching device. Then the four, down, in, out, up. And then it's sol above the do. Do, mi, sol, and I know I'm ready. Do, mi, sol, I know it's sing the one. That's all, they're all sols, aren't they? Okay, I know how to start. So that's a helpful guide. And then we have the pitch pipe. When C is on, do is on C, the triangle is on C, then I have that corresponding position on the pitch pipe. And notice all the positions that you can be in, okay? There's the pocket tones. You press the button on the pocket tones. If you have to press it again, or else it'll keep going, okay? It won't shut off unless you've got your app on your phone, which usually they'll work too. They'll shut off. On the keyboard, that's what it looks like. All the white keys on the keyboard. We don't need any altered tones to keep that steps and half steps straight. Okay. There's no altered tones in the key signature, which is right at the beginning. There's no flats, which say lower, alter a tone by going lower, or sharps, which say alter a tone by going higher. And there we have all the possible starting positions in this particular key. When the triangle is on C, and we'll put this up for training purposes. There's our do. Can everyone sing that do? Sing it confidently. Sing it very confidently. Okay, very good. Let's sing all the starting positions, starting on do. Do. Next one. Do, mi. Next one. Do, mi, sol. Do, mi, sol, do. So, there are songs that will start in one of those four ways. And we'll take a look at those so we have an idea. There is a fountain filled with blood. Starts on do. And so that's all we need. Do. Everybody sing it with me. Do. Now we know it's there. That's where we're going to start. Ready? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Now, if you notice right at the beginning, there's a four on top of a four. That top four tells us what? Down, in, out, up. Okay? So we can now add, not only can we pitch it, but we can even beat the time to it. Okay? Here we go. It starts on beat four, four, one. See that bar line there? There is a fountain. The emphasis is on is. There is a fountain. There is. You see how that begins? Arms up. Here we go. Where's our do? Let's find it again. Everybody? Do. Arms ready. We're just going to go out and then up. There is a fountain filled with blood. Very good. All right. Now we're going to run quickly through. We just want to start it. Now, this one, it starts on do to mi. Do, mi. So where's our do? Very good. Where's our mi? And this starts the same way. Do, mi. Arms ready. Here we go. To Christ be loyal and be true. Very good. See, we started it right together. No problem. All right, now it's do, mi, sol. We see the sol, we keep going higher in the staff, don't we? The notes keep going up. It starts on the oval now, not the triangle or the diamond. So where's our do again? Sol. We're just going to start on our four pattern. Ready with our four pattern, or tap your toe, or tap a finger. Feel the beat with me. Ready?
Years I spent in vanity and pride. Very good. Yeah, we just the Lord understands we're practicing, okay? We got to practice a little bit to get it right. Okay, now this one, you can see that do is way up on the staff now. We had to start on the bottom do and work our way up, which is easier than just trying to hit the high one all at once. So where's our do? Mi, so, do. Excellent. Now, it says 6 over there. See the 6 on top, 6 over 8? What do you think we're going to do? Do you remember what pattern we used? Remember when we counted to 6? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wonderful story of love. Okay? Where's our do again? Do, mi, so, do. Ready position. Here we go. Wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. All right. Very good. Excellent. All right. Now we're going to move do. Now look where it is. It's on the first space of the staff. Now we move do up. So that means we can sing a few notes lower than do, but most of them will be higher than do. On those that start with the low do on C, everything's above it. All the melody goes above it. But now, if we raise the do, we can sing some notes below do in the melody, but most of them will remain above it. Okay? So we've changed it. It's not C anymore. Now it's F. Now, in this case, there's an altered fa. There's an altered fa. It's a B flat. Forgot the flat sign on there. So we'll find one altered tone in the key signature. There's the pocket tones. Just press that one and press it again to stop it. There's one altered tone. That's all fa's are lowered in order to keep the order of sound going correctly. There's our new do. Where is it? Do, do, be, do, be, so, do, so. Ah. So now some songs are going to go below do now. All right, and they'll start that way. Okay, very good. Let's try one. Is it for me, dear Savior? Where's our do? Do. It's going to go, is it for me? Is it? So we have to go, is it? Okay, it's going to go 1, 2, 3. Ready? Do. Tap the toe, tap the finger, feel the beat. Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? Excellent. Now, it's really great to see the women involved because, you know, they can tell their husbands, you didn't do it right, you know, okay? All right, they could get you back on track, so that's good. We're glad for their participation. All right, do to me. Where's our do? Me. Who at my door is standing? So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Ready? Do, be. Who at my door is standing? Patiently drawing near. Excellent. Moving right on. Now here we go. From do all the way up to the so. See that triangle on the bottom? We've got to work ourselves do, be, up to the so. Where's our do? Yeah, and this would go, work for the night is coming. See, after the bar line is the strong beat that keeps us together. Do, be, so. Work for the night is coming. All right. Work through the morning, and we're working the evening, all right? When all of God's singers gets home, goes down below the do. Here's the do. It starts on the lower so. Where's our do? There, we got it. Try it again. Oh, so. Okay, this has what Tim Stevens calls a Whataburger pickup. You say, Whataburger. You don't say, Whataburger. Say, Whataburger. Right? What a song of delight. What a song of delight. Do, so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What a song. All right? Do, so. What a song of delight in that city so bright will be wafted neath heaven's fair dome.
By the way, what does wafted mean? Spreads about. Wafts on the breeze. It's blown about. Okay, very good. Let's change dough. You say, oh, no, not again. Oh, yes, many times. Now it's moved into the middle of the staff. That triangle is now in the middle, so you're going to have some notes above it, but a lot more below the dough when you sing the melody. That's why we're changing the dough. There we go. We have some altered tones there. Ah, I'll change the font. That's why the flats don't show up. Okay, we've got some black keys now. Three, do and fa are altered. Okay, moving ahead. All right, there it is in the pocket tones. Here's the combination. Here's our new do. It's B flat. All B's are flatted or lowered in this song. Do. It's up higher, isn't it? Okay. Do, do, so, do, so, be, do, be. There's our combination of pitching songs, all right? Thou art the way starts on do. Where's our do? Do, down, out, up. Ready? Thou art the way to thee alone. Okay, the next one. We're going to have to go do up to that knee. Just smile and kind of relax the jaw. Where's our do? Do, be. Okay, so it's Jesus calls. Jesus calls. All right. Do, be. Ready? Feel the beat. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives while restless sea. Excellent. All right. Stand up for Jesus. Do is on top there. You see where the triangle is? And you have to go back down to the soul to reach it. Where's our do? That was the me. We need the do. I hear it. Yes, that was it. Whoever did that. Excellent. Do, so. So it's stand up. Okay? So we have to breathe. Stand up is the downbeat. All right? Do, so. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. So every time you want to cross a bar line, those lines going up and down, you want to be coming down over the bar line. Okay? Excellent. All right, we got to go from the upper do down to the mi. Where's our do?
Do,
mi. All right. We'll breathe and there's a Roy. There's a royal banner given, all right? Do, so, be. There's a royal banner given for display. Excellent, all right. Moving on. And there's the song. Let's all be standing and let's sing the first verse. Do, so, be. So we have, who has the do? Who sings do? What part? Bass has a triangle. All right. Who sings me? The sopranos. Okay. What do the altos do? Do. They've got a triangle. What do the tenors do? Sol. Okay. Do, sol, mi. There's a royal banner, give it for display to the soldiers of the King. As an ensign fair we lift it up today, how as ransomed ones we sing. Marching on, for Christ counts everything but loss. For the King of Kings, toil and sing, neath the banner of the cross. Yes, amen. A march, the banner of the cross.
There's a royal banner given.
That won't work. That won't work. We won't, don't have to drain the life out of the singing. We got to march on as brothers. Thank you.
Very good.
Now we move on to E flat. And now we have three altered tones to keep those steps going in the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. There's the E flat that we press on the pocket tones. Here's the combinations. Here's our new do. Where's our do?
Do, mi. Do, sol.
And that's the way the songs are going to begin in the key of E flat. Here's our do. Again, where is it?
Do.
So it begins with there is a habitation. So we have to breathe on the third beat, sing on the fourth beat. There is coming down over the bar line.
Do.
Ready, position. Here we go.
There is a habitation built by the living God.
Great. Now we're going to go up to the me. There's a six there, so we're going to feel one, two, three, four, five, six. Once from my poor sin sick soul. Where's our do again? Excellent. This side wins, I guess, or maybe I was just closer. Again, confidently.
Do, be.
Or I'm sorry, it's just do, isn't it? Oh, you're right, me.
Do, be.
Ready, position.
Once from my poor sin sick soul, Christ did every burden roll.
Excellent. We'll move on. Angry words will let the number never. Do, me, soul. Where's the do? Good.
Soul. So no, it's angry words. That's where it's going to start.
And it's to be angry words over the bar line. Ready?
Angry words, oh, let them never from the tongue unbridled slip.
Very good. Beyond the sunset's going to go from do down to soul. Here was the do, and there's a me. Do down to the soul. Where's our do?
Soul. Beyond the sunset, oh, blissful morning.
Very good. Again, just to get the idea of how to start it, now we're going to move do again. It's going to go with four altered tones. It's now on A flat, which is in between A and G on the pitch pipe. Four altered tones on the keyboard. We see them starting on a black key. On the pocket tones, in between A and G, here's our new key. Where's our do?
Do, 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 sol, do, sol, mi.
So we have more combinations with this one, right? We've got lots of sounds going above do and lots of sounds going below do in the songs that we sing. Open my eyes that I may see. Open my eyes that I may see. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay? Our do. Where is it?
Do.
See, if you're off pitching and you're moving a part of your body, you're right in tune with what's going on. You know exactly what the person's doing up here. And you can start exactly on the first word.
Do. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Okay, going with the six again. Up the do, up to me. Where's our do? A little higher.
Do. Me. So no, it's Jesus is.
There it is. Ready?
Do, me. Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all.
Good. I can hear you really together now. You're feeling the beat. You're keeping right with it. Okay. Do down to sol. Where's our do? Sol. So we know it's precious. Okay. Precious memories. Ready? Here we go. Do, sol. Precious memories, unseen angels. Very good. All right. Now we're going to go from the do down to the sol, down to the mi below the staff. Okay, where's our do? The other side wins. All right, here we go. Do, sol, mi. Have you been? Have you been, do, sol, mi? Have you been, downbeat. Okay, ready, here we go. Do, sol, mi. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed? Very good. All right. Let's change it now to D flat in between C and D on the pitch pipe. It has five altered tones, five black keys on the piano. Takes time to respond here. There's the pocket tones. Press it in between C and D. There's all the starting combinations with the altered tones. Do, do, mi, do, do, mi, sol, do. Those are the combinations of the songs, the way they can start. I have decided to follow Jesus. Where's our do? Do. I have decided to follow Jesus. Excellent. In the hour of trial, where's our do? Good. Me. Down, in, out, up. Ready? Do, be. In the hour of trial, Jesus plead for me. Excellent. All right. Do, be, so. Where's our do? So. I know that my Redeemer liveth. That's when we don't sing too much. Now let's go from the bottom do all the way to the top. Here we go.
Do,
be, so. Do. Now we're going to feel, oh, listen to our wondrous story. Down, up. One, two. Where's our do again? Do, mi, so, do. Ready position. Oh, listen to our wondrous story. Very good. All right. Here's a summary of the keys that have altered tones that are flatted. Here's one way of remembering it, or of course you can just look in the book and it tells you in the direction guide. C has no altered tones in it. None of those little tic-tac-toes or B's in it. Okay? F has one altered tone. Okay? So you remember fat for F. Here we go. Had to talk about fat already. All right. B-flat is boys, fat boys, two altered tones. Three altered tones. Eat. Fat boys eat. What are they going to eat? Four altered tones. Apple. A flat. They're going to eat dumplings. Okay. Five altered tones. Five flats. And we don't have any in G, but it just fits fine. Greedily. Okay. Fat boys eat apple dumplings greedily for the altered tones. That's one way of memorizing that. Okay. Another summary is, we memorize F has one. Then the next to the last flat on the right is the name of the key. B, that's the B line. Every good boy, B line, B flat. F-A-C-E, E flat. F-A, A flat. Every good boy does, D flat. Second to last flat. Second to last flat is G, line G, G flat. That's another way of remembering those. Okay, now we're going to go And we're not going to have too many of these. Now we're going to go with have sharps as altering tones. The key of G. Second line on the staff has one altered tone. The T is altered. So we'll figure out there's one sharp in the key of G. All right, the new Do. There's our Do. Do, Mi, Do, Mi, Sol, Do, Sol. Seems like we heard that kind of thing before, right? So I'm just kind of repeating things over and over again. All we're going to do is moving the Do. And we're actually, you see how we're repeating the same things over and over again. So it's reinforcing what we already know. There's a fountain free. There's a fountain free. Tis for you and me. Over across the bar line. All right. Here's our Do. Do. There's a fountain free. Tis for you and me. Very good. Excellent. Now Do up to me. Where's our Do? Me. There stands a rock on shores of time. Do, Mi. There stands a rock on shores of time. That's the way we start that one now. And heavenly sunlight. Where's our Do? Sol. 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Walking in sunlight. Okay? Do, Sol. Walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountains through the deep vale. Excellent. Okay. Again, let's stand and sing it. First verse. If you'd like to conduct along with it, feel free to do so. Do, Sol. Walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountains through the deep vale. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. Amen. All right. As we're going along here, remember what we're doing. We're learning how to follow. We're learning the song worship leader's role. We're also encouraging them and helping them now to practice what's to come, okay? Because we'll all be a team right behind them ready to follow because we know exactly what they're doing. All right, from the low Do up to the Sol. Where's our Do? Somebody over here was correct, okay? So try it again. We'll help you out. Do. Now, obviously, this sound is very mechanical and tinny. It's not very pleasant. But at least you can turn it way down so only the song worship leader can hear it. That's the beauty of that. And obviously, pitching within itself is not very edifying. But the alternative is certainly terribly unedifying. So it's better to get our pitches and be able to sing with the spirit and the understanding, the way the song was, supposed to be sung, so the basses aren't going, oh man, this is too low. The soprano's going, oh man, this is way too high. And so through all the whole song, you're straining and you're distracted, and it just drains the reverence out of what you're doing. So we want to get it just right. Do, Mi, Sol. Down, out. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring. Excellent. All right. Now let's change Do down to D on the bottom below the staff so we know all the sounds we're going to sing in the melody are going to be above that Do. Okay, on two altered tones, the me and the T are altered. There it is on the pocket tones, easy to find. And there it is. Those are the starting positions. It's kind of like D flat, except it's a little higher. Yeah, you're helping the leaders now, really. You're helping them to start trying to learn to pitch. And those that want to start learning, now you're already getting it. Good. Try it again. Do, do, be, do, be, so, do, be, so, do. Okay, we're ready on do. Do, down, in, out, up. It's four. Come, let us all unite to sing God is love. Yes, move that song along. Don't sing it slow. But if you're through the first verse, you're ready to go somewhere else. Because it goes up high, doesn't it? Okay, so we don't want to go, come, let us all unite to sing. And take a big breath and go on. Okay, we want to unite to sing. God is love. Okay, so it's important to practice and think about what you're singing. How is it going to work? What message are we trying to convey? All those are important. Remember, the words, the common words are most important. Where's our do? Excellent. Me, so I know it, since the love. All right. Do, be. Since the love of God is shed, priceless blessings on my head. Very excellent. Okay. Do, me, so. Where's our do? So. Now we're going to know it's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anywhere with Jesus. Do, me, so. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Very good. Now let's go all the way up to the mighty fortress, all the way to the top. Here we go. Do, do. Well, that's up there, isn't it? A mighty fortress. Do, a mighty fortress is our God. Sometimes that's a good one to sing in unison, just the melody, lower it down. The key of C instead of D, and sing the melody. And then you've got a contrast to what's been gone before, and you can sing the song, which is kind of hard to sing harmony-wise. Sometimes that works. All right, let's go now to A in the middle of the staff. There are three altered tones. They're raised, three sharps. There they are, the me, the la, and the T have to be raised and keep those half steps and whole steps where they should be. There it is on the pocket tones. There it is, all the combinations with the altered tones there. Where's our do? Do, do, be, do, so. All right, there it is. Our songs will be starting that way. There's our do. Where's our do again? Do, down, in, out, up. Here we go, ready position. All things praise thee, Lord Most High, heaven and earth and sea and sky. There's an old song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Where's that do? There we go. Me. Again, down, in, out, up. Feel the beat. Move a body part. Move a finger. Move a toe. Do something. Ready? Here we go. Do, be. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leading on the everlasting arms. I could tell when you feel the beat. You're right together. And when you back off and you don't feel the beat anymore, it's kind of, by the time the sound reaches the back, we're dragging, we're pulling ourselves down. But when you feel the beat, you are right on together and it moves as a body. That's excellent. I love thy kingdom, Lord. Do down to so. Where's our do? Do, so. All right. I love thy kingdom. For one, do, so. I love thy kingdom.
the house of thine abode.
Okay. Above the bright blue, we go down in the basement for another Whataburger pickup. Okay. So it's got to go. There's a beautiful place. There's a beautiful place. There's a beautiful place called heaven. It is hidden above the bright blue. Very good. All right. Now we go to E. Four altered tones, four sharps. That means you have to raise four tones to make it work. The rays, the mi's, the la's, and the t's have to be raised. They simply push the button. Here it is, the new do. Do, do, be, do, be, so, do, so. Very good. There's our Ferris Lord Jesus. Do, down, in, out, up. Ferris Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature. Okay. Now we got to go up to the me. This says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Live for Jesus. Start on the 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9, 1. Live for Jesus. Okay, where's our do? Good, good. After all my talking, you got it. Good. Do, be. Live for Jesus, oh my brother, his disciple ever be. All right, we're all paying attention. That was good. Very good. Onward, Christian soldiers. Where's our do? Me, so. Now we're going to make it march. Down, in, out, up. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Okay. Where's our do? There it is. Do, so. I wandered in, do, so. I wandered in the shades of night till Jesus came to me. All right. And if we have one in the key of B, that would what it would be look like, but we don't. So a review of keys with sharps, altered tones that had to be raised. Again, the key of C has none, but one sharp. Remember, it's go. Two sharps, down. Three sharps, and. Four sharps, eat. Breakfast. Okay. Again, the flats that we had, the keys with the altered tones that had those B's in it, it was what? It was one flat was fat, boys, eat, apple, dumplings, greedily. Okay. Now for the sharps, it's go, down, and eat breakfast. Would be F sharp would be next to be fast, I guess. But we don't have any in those keys. Excellent. And there was the keys with sharps. You can remember it's the last sharp is the T. That's F sharp. Every good boy does fine. F sharp. What comes after F in the alphabet? G. That's C sharp. What comes after C in the alphabet? D. That's your key. Take that last sharp. That's a G sharp. It would be A. D sharp makes E comes after D. I guess I went backwards on that one. After A sharp comes B. Okay. Again, our guide, remember, announce a number, title a number, another information. We give the pitch. Now that we practice it, we know how to do that. We think of the starting tempo, that eye contact, that ready position, the weight, preparatory breath. We've all come together and sang the first word. We continue through the song, and we cut it off at the end. There's some resources. If you want those, I can get those to you that are very good. The singingschool.net is the Oklahoma Singing School website, and that's every third week of July. There's There's some other good information in there. He's my King. He's my King is a song that talks about the joy of salvation with our Savior King. And as we sing it tonight, it talks about loving that King and praising Him, the joy of salvation. Salvation brings joy. And if you don't have that joy, then this song kind of rings rather thin. If you can sing it because you've got the joy of salvation, then it has fulfillment and it's true. But if you're not sure about salvation, we would encourage you to get together with someone here. Talk to us. And let us help you understand that joy of salvation. Maybe you've obeyed the gospel. You are a child of God, but you've lost the joy. That's what the body of Christ is for, to help you get that joy back. And so as we sing this song, if you need to make your wants and wishes known, we would invite you to do that this evening. This evening we've talked about tuning the heart, and we spent a little more time on tuning the voice, so that we can regain and develop and get the results of the spiritual is what we're aiming for. All that we've done tonight is for the spiritual. It's for edification. And so as we think about the words of this song, singing it, we invite you to make your wants and wishes known as together, let's stand and let's sing. All day long of Jesus I am singing. He, my song of joy will ever be. All the while He keeps my heart bells ringing. For His love is everything to me. He's my King, and oh, I dearly love Him. He's my King, no other is above Him. All day long in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, He's my King. In His light I'm going home to glory. With the songs of justice, saving grace. Going home to sing and tell His story. In the blessed sunshine of His grace. He's my King, and oh, I dearly love Him. He's my King, no other is above Him. All day long in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, He's my King. Amen. So grateful for your participation this evening, your effort. You have encouraged the members here and being here and being involved in that. And you've encouraged someone to take the next step, becoming a song worship leader. And tomorrow night we're going to continue with that. And the idea of feeling the common beat. We've got that common pitch down pretty well, don't we? Because we all know, hey, that's why we're starting. That's why we pitch. We know exactly what He's doing up here now when He gets up there and does that. So we want to work more now on the common beat, feeling the common beat together. And then we'll the rest of the week we'll apply that. And again, talk about tuning the heart as well as tuning the voice. Again, grateful for all our visitors. Welcome you back to be with us. Any other announcements, elders, that need to be made? Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Lord willing, we'll be led in our closing prayer at this time.